He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, our player podcast. On Monday, the Texans finally inked a deal with defensive tackle Sean Cody. Cody came from the Detroit Lions, and he'd visited with the Texans once before, but the deal took some time for some negotiating. Now, Cody thinks he's going to fit into the Texans' defensive line rotation quite well. He said that he didn't quite have the production that he wanted with the Lions, but with the Texans, he says he likes what they're doing as far as what Bill Kolar and defensive coordinator Frank Bush have planned. Now, those two want to make the defensive line more aggressive. They don't want the line moving side to side so much. They want the line going after the quarterback. And Cody, well, he had gotten a lot of accolades when he was at USC. He was a captain of the national championship team. And he said that his production wasn't what he wanted it to be with the Lions. Now he feels like starting over with Houston is like starting with a new slate. Here's what Cody had to say after signing his deal with the Houston Texans. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is defensive tackle Sean Cody. Sean, you just signed with the team. Welcome to Houston. What drew you to the Texans?
I got a young team. I think they're on the rise. You know, it's an opportunity for me to play here and in a great football state. So, you know, all the things combined together, I think it's a perfect match.
Now, where do you think you'll fit in the defensive line rotation with this team?
Especially, you know, with the young guys they got up front, you know, and Travis Johnson and Amobi, you know, those guys are good players, and I could definitely, I think I can help out and fill into my roles and definitely get that group going in the right direction. So hopefully I can help.
Now, what are your impressions of Frank Bush, the defensive coordinator, and then the defensive line coach, Bill Kolar?
They got a great, you know, attitude about them, I think. They got an aura about them that, you know, they're excited about this team and they're excited about where the defense is headed. And they got me pumped up at dinner one night. You know, we were talking football, and I was excited. You know, coaches that are passionate like that, you know, and want to coach football and are excited about it, excited about the direction. You know, there's no better position for me.
Well, they've really been preaching aggression, having the defensive line not move side to side so much, but going after the quarterback. You know, where do you see yourself fitting in with their kind of scheme?
That's what I've done my whole career. You know, my career is about getting upfield and creating havoc. And I've never, that's another one of the things that coming here is, you know, I was excited about that kind of mentality of football as opposed to playing side to side. That's what I've done. That's what I know. And hopefully I can help pass that along.
Well, you also played under one of the great defensive line coaches in Rod Marinelli. What did you learn from him?
Oh, Rod. Being with Rod for 3 years was, you know, a tremendous experience, you know, as a football player. You learn so many things from Rod. He's been around so many great defensive lines and defensive tackles especially that, you know, you appreciate, you just try to absorb all you can. And I learned so much from him. So it's, you know, it's sad to say, you know, I can't play for him anymore. But, you know, we just had to go different directions.
Well, last year was probably the best season of your career. But was it hard because it was sort of a very frustrating season at the same time for you and the Lions?
Oh, definitely. It was a long haul, you know. My heart goes out to all the guys on that team because we went through some tough things together, and, you know, all going on 16 is not fun. And, you know, it teaches you a lot as a player about yourself, about your teammates. And I learned a lot from that experience, but hopefully, you know, look forward to some wins.
Well, at USC, you won a lot of awards. You're part of, or you're captain, actually, of a national championship team. How would you grade your pro career so far?
It's holding up to my standards. It's not enough. You know, you always want to get better in what you're doing and what direction you're headed in. So, you know, I want to... Definitely make strides to do better here and push my career in the right direction.
Do you see coming to Houston sort of as like starting over or starting with a clean slate in a way?
Yeah, definitely. You know, 4 years in Detroit, you know, they were long years. You know, it was a culture shock for me going out to from L.A., being a West Coast guy, coming out all the way to Detroit in the cold weather. And I know that was tough. And so hopefully, you know, here in this warm climate, you know, see my career take flight. So.
A lot of people excited to have you, so welcome aboard.
All right, let's do it.
As always, thanks for listening. Back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up.